You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, learn, serve, and grow together in God's love. You can join us Sunday mornings for contemporary worship at 9 a.m. or for traditional worship at 11 a.m. During the summer, we meet for worship at 9:30 a.m. For more information, you can visit us online at covenantmadison.org.
A reading from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Listen for the word of God. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." So fear and response to fear is a central theme in this passage from Matthew and is continuing the theme of our sermon series, Do Not Be Afraid. And in this story, the storm arises, and the disciples are all alone in their boat. Now, Jesus had left them to be by himself, taking a little me time to go and pray. So that left the disciples to fend for themselves. And then the storm strikes. So, did the storm frighten the disciples? Now, I'm not sure about that. I do know that that group had a fair few fishermen, so probably they had an idea of how to handle a storm. Now, I'm sure they didn't relish the idea of being stuck out at sea in the storm, but they'd been there before. They knew the drill. Now, what they did not expect was to see someone walking over to them. And I love the way that the disciples react to Jesus walking over to them on the water. It's like this Scooby-Doo style reveal. Like you hear James going, "Zoinks, it's a ghost. And then only to realize, nope, it's not a ghost, it's their buddy Jesus. Like they pulled off the mask of the old man. So this is the first reaction of fear in this passage. And it's the surprise. It's a reaction of surprise at the unexpected visitor doing the impossible. So Jesus attempts to calm them down, but it doesn't take. And so the first reaction to their fear is disbelief. "If it is you, command me to come to you on the water." That's what Peter said, which is kind of a weird reaction, but Jesus rolls with it and says, "Come on out." And so Peter gets out of the boat and walks on water. And this is the second reaction that we see to fear in this story. Peter gets out of the boat and walks on the water. Despite his uncertainty, despite his fear, despite his hesitation, he gets out of the boat and walks on water. But that didn't last. And so we came to the third reaction to the fear that we find in this passage, panic. Flailing and drowning, he cried out for help. Disbelief and confidence and panic, three different responses to the same emotion, three different responses to a scary situation. And boy, doesn't this current time that we're living in count as a scary situation? And the fear of the unknown is at our doorstep. We can't open our computers, look at a newspaper, leave the house without being reminded of the ways in which the world is scary. Jesus tells the disciples, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. So we listen to Jesus and declare that we'll be unafraid. Great, we did it. We're unafraid now. But what about tomorrow? What about the days that seem bleaker? What about the days when we don't know what's coming? Don't be afraid? I don't know. So the disbelief and the confidence and the panic, those are just three of the different ways that people can react to fear. You know, fight, flight, or freeze, those are our instincts. And notice that these reactions are all felt in a jumble by the disciples. The fear of the unknown gives way to the confidence that Peter feels to get out of the boat, which then leads to the panic when he realizes that he is walking on water in a storm. Can we really expect to be better than that? I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. Just this morning, I looked out the window and thought about how much I missed going to the library. It hit me hard, and it really knocked me back for a bit. I had a hard morning and was pretty unpleasant to be around, if I'm being honest. I felt fear, and I felt some loss for what was going on. So should I be chastised for my faith? Should I be blamed for feeling disquieted in the midst of an unprecedented global pandemic? Peter panics because he's walking on water in the midst of a thunderstorm, yet another unprecedented circumstance. So how many of us in the midst of the storm have felt the panic? Have felt like we are sinking and flailing around? Peter starts to sink and cries, "Lord, save me." And Jesus responds by helping him back into the boat, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, I understand where Jesus is coming from. He told Peter to come to him over the water, and Peter didn't have the confidence to believe that he could do what Jesus told him. But look, even in his panic, he has the faithfulness to call out for help from Jesus. Was he afraid? Yes. Was he faithful? Yes. So what does this mean for us? This morning, when I was feeling the weight of our reality, I talked about it. I told my wife how I was feeling, and I expressed my fear and exhaustion. I went on a long walk around the neighborhood. I listened to some music that I really liked. I was looking for help. So how do you cope? When fear sets in, who do you turn to? Where do you go for help? Do not be afraid is a great sentiment. It's good, and we all need to hear it. Do not be afraid. But it's not always a realistic one. How we respond in times of fear, how we manage our response, that's something we can realistically work through. The ways in which we are responsive to fear. And the biggest thing we can do is like Peter, is to say, "Lord, save me." Looking for help, asking for help, it's the first step to finding help. So technology is an amazing thing. And through technology, we are capable of finding different ways of getting help. We can connect like we're doing today with our online worship service. But I don't mean just Zoom meetings, FaceTime, and Facebook watch parties. You know, phone calls count as technology too. And that's a wonderful way if you're not super into Zooming with people. Phone calls, text messages, emails. Calling somebody, reaching out, anyone you feel close to, anyone you know who will be there to you, that can be a huge help in the midst of this storm. And if you're not sure about who to call, let me know. I have a churchload of people who will be there for you. If you're looking for help and you don't know where to go, you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with anyone from this church, and we'll find a way to help you out. Because the fact of the matter is, right now, it is okay to not be okay. This is unlike anything we've ever seen. But I want you to know, just like Peter knew when he felt himself sinking, that Jesus is there for us. And I mean that in the sense that our prayers and our scripture and our worship are there as a comfort, that Jesus is there when we are in prayer and when we worship together and when we join together. But I also mean it, and perhaps especially mean it, in the sense that we as the church are called to be Jesus' hands and feet in the world, and that we will be here for each other. So maybe I'm not in a good position to tell you that you can't ever be afraid. But I can tell you right now that whenever you are afraid, whenever you feel lost or adrift, know that there is help, that there are resources, and that there is a hand reaching out. So together we can get back in the boat. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we are honored that you invite us out of the boat. And we pray that we may have the courage to weather the storm with confidence. But also, Lord, we give thanks that when we suffer, when we fail, when we lose hope, when we fear, that your hand is there to lift us up. Lord, whenever we feel this way, help us. Help us to find the help we need. Help us to connect. Help us to grow together. Because together we are your people, your body, doing your work in the world. Amen.